So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. 100% of that in the afro. Hashtag hits all day.
The Power FM Morning News was brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. PSDF. Life is busy, and sometimes updating your information can feel like a burden. But outdated details can delay access to PSPF services when you need them most. The PSPF eKYC platform is a simple, secure way to update your information anytime, anywhere. With just a few steps, you can verify your identity, update your records, and stay connected. eKYC uses secure digital verification methods like one-time passwords and identity validation to ensure your information is accurate and protected. Keep your records up to date and enjoy faster access to your pension services. No queues, no paperwork, just convenience at your fingertips. Visit www.pspf.org.zm today and update your details with PSPF eKYC. PSPF. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
More stakeholders condemn attack on Dare Nkombo. Rockefeller Foundation invests over $133 million in Africa, supporting Zambia's energy in future and Africa-led development.
DR Congo appeals for global help as new Ebola outbreak spreads. And in sports news, Celtic renew interest in Zambian midfielder Clint Kangwa.
And now, the Power FM News.
A friend and reliable news every day. I'm Chris Wanji. The political contest for the Rond constituency has taken a new turn, with veteran politician Dr. Chimba Kambwiri re-emerging ahead of the August general elections. Dr. Kambwiri secured his nomination to run for the Rond parliamentary seat under Harry Kalaba's Citizens First CF party, and his entry boasts CF's chance to scoop the seat due to his strong political influence in the area. After filing his nomination, Kambwiri highlighted the lack of development in Rond, pointing out unfinished projects like the Skill Training Center and Impatamatu Mini Hospital, which he claims have initiated. He also criticized the performance of his successor and the immediate past lawmaker. In Kabwe, former Patriotic Front MP Sydney Mushanga filed his nomination for the Wacha South seat under the United Party for National Development. Mr. Mushanga thanked UPND President Dr. Hakainde Hichilema and party leaders for their support. He called for a peaceful, issue-focused campaign free of name-calling and violence.
And within a separate development, more stakeholders have strongly condemned the acts of electoral violence and lawlessness following the incident where some UPND cadres attacked the immediate past Mazibuka Central lawmaker Gary Nkombo. A video circulating on social media shows a man, now identified as having links to State House, leading a visibly looking group of thugs attempting to block the lawful filing of nominations. The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy, CPRA, Executive Director Clifton Chifuwe, condemned the attacks. He emphasized that the incident requires urgent and transparent action following the involvement of one of the perpetrators linked to State House. Mr. Chifuwe warned that failure to take action will further deepen public perceptions of selective enforcement of the law. In a Facebook post, President Hichilema described the actions captured as unacceptable, undemocratic, and a direct violation of the rule of law. Meanwhile, Advocate for Industrialization and National Development, Kefa Smwape Musonda, described the incident as unfortunate and contrary to President Hakainde Hichilema's calls for peaceful, free, and fair elections.
The Center for Peace Research and Advocacy strongly condemns the political violence allegedly perpetrated by ruling UPND cadres against individuals who sought to file nominations as independent candidates. Particularly, we wish to condemn the incidents involving former Mazibuka Central MP Honorable Gary Nkombo and Mr. Baker Chakwana of Choma Central Constituency. We believe such violence is unacceptable, undemocratic, and contrary to the Constitution of Zambia, which protects the rights of eligible citizens to participate in elections, including as independent candidates. We therefore are concerned that these acts directly contradict the consistent message from President Hakainde Hichilema, who has repeatedly warned against political violence and emphasized that the state will act firmly against all forms of electoral disorder.
Amid global cuts in development aid, Rockefeller Foundation is intensifying its commitment to Africa by investing more than $133 million across 66 initiatives on the continent. These efforts include expanding access to electricity in Zambia and bolstering African-led solutions in health, food systems, and economic resilience. According to the Foundation's 2025 Impact Report, Big Bets, Real Results, the Rockefeller Foundation awarded over $350 million globally, mobilized $3 billion, and positively impacted 731 million people worldwide, keeping Africa at the forefront of its mission. For Zambia, the report highlights progress under Mission 300, an ambitious initiative targeting the connection of 300 million Africans to electricity by 2030. In rural eastern Zambia, where many small businesses have traditionally depended on expensive diesel power, improved electricity access is already transforming livelihoods and unlocking economic opportunities. Senior Vice President and Head of the Rockefeller Foundation's Africa Regional Office, William Asigo, said that the locally driven partnerships are already transforming livelihoods and unlocking economic opportunities in Zambia and across Africa.
In international news, health officials in Democratic Republic of the Congo are racing to contain a new Ebola outbreak as medical teams establish quarantine zones in densely populated communities amid fears of the virus, which could spread rapidly. Authorities say the outbreak involves the Bundibugyo strain of Ebola, for which there is currently no approved vaccine or therapeutic treatment. Officials report 136 suspected deaths and more than 540 possible cases linked to the virus. The outbreak has triggered urgent appeal for international assistance. DR Congo's health minister, Samuel Roger Kamba, warns that the decline in global aid is weakening frontline protections and limiting scientific research efforts which is needed to combat the disease.
And still within international news, public transport operators in Kenya suspended their nationwide strike for 1 week following talks with the government, bringing a pause to 2 days of violent protests that left at least 4 people dead and more than 30 injured. The strike had paralyzed transport across the country, leaving thousands of commuters stranded for a second consecutive day as operators kept their vehicles off the roads. In the capital, Nairobi, major highways were blocked as protesters clashed with police and set tires on fire, making key routes impassable. Residents described widespread disruption and economic strain. There was no usual activity within the central business district, said a Nairobi resident, Bernard Onyango, calling for lower fuel prices to ease pressure on households. We take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent has to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact Marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business power at one FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
From Lusaka, Okabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Scottish Premiership Championship champions Celtic FC have reportedly renewed their interest in Kings Kangwa following the midfielder's outstanding season in Israel with Hapoel Beersheba. The Zambian international has enjoyed one of the finest campaigns of his career, playing a key role in the Hapoel Beersheba's 2025-26 Israel Premier League title winning season. Kangwa recorded 21 league goal contributions, scoring 12 goals and providing 9 assists to establish himself as one of the standout midfielders in the division. His impressive performances have earned him nominations for both Israel Premier League Player of the Season Award and the Foreign Player of the Season accolade. Celtic were previously interested in signing Congo in 2023 when Brendan